With a nearly 70-point lead in the polls, Pat McCrory did not need to spend his lunch hour on primary election day shaking hands and posing for pictures with South Charlotte voters. But McCrory had his eye on November as much as anything.
Hey, Pat McCrory.
We got you here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all.
Crossing the line only for you.
You know what? That means a lot.
That was Scott Whitman, who says he never votes for Republicans. But he's making an exception for McCrory.
He's the known person that will bring money to Charlotte as a governor. And he's a known sum. We've seen him as a mayor. He can work with Democrats.
McCrory says he needs independent-minded voters like Whitman to avoid a repeat of 2008. Back then, McCrory found himself giving the first concession speech of his political career. Let that sink in a minute. Never in nearly two decades as either a city councilman or mayor of Charlotte had McCrory lost an election until Bev Perdue beat him by 3 percentage points. McCrory's supporters believe things are different this time around. People are fed up with the state's ongoing economic woes, says Republican and former Charlotte City Councilman John Lasseter.
And I think everyone expected that there'd be improvement by the time we got to today, and there hasn't been.
Plus, Lasseter notes that McCrory's had 4 years to travel the state, getting his name out, and his campaign's got $3 million on hand.
He's raised money. He hasn't had a real difficult primary, and that's allowed him to kind of stay on message.
McCrory's message is simple.
I want to fix our broken economy. I want to fix our broken government. And I want to fix our broken education system.
McCrory and his supporters believe the biggest threat to their success in November will be the time and money the Obama campaign spends in North Carolina mobilizing Democratic voters. Then again, McCrory's got access to some deep pockets, too.
I just received a call from Governor Mitt Romney. Another victor in North Carolina. And we have committed to work together to make North Carolina a red state in 2012.
If he succeeds, McCrory would be the first Republican elected North Carolina governor in 20 years. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.